Hey, what about this for a moment? Last week.
Morrison, good start. Day reasonably away. Hobbs got a good start. Mayama got a very good start in Japan into the straight. Morrison just in front of Adoyo. Gee, Day's running well here. Day's taken a slight lead over Morrison, the 16-year-old. Oh, this is something very big. A star is born.
A star is born. Well, she's about to go to school. That's right. Riley Day, who won that Nitro Games event over 150, is just 16 years of age. She's in year 12 at Bow Desert High School. And Riley, we say good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. You must, even just listening to that, how many times have you watched the replay?
A few times. It makes me smile every time. I think I've never been so happy about a race before.
No, I reckon. Riley, tell us a little bit about yourself. I've just explained that you're going to school and things like that. It's 8:15 in Brisbane or Queensland. Take us through how you got into athletics.
Yeah, I'm almost at school actually as well. I started athletics when I was 9, but as a little athletics. And then I've done it ever since then. I made it to nationals when I was 10 for the school competitions. And then after that, I sort of took it a bit more seriously.
How then the progress? You're 16. Are you still 16?
Yes, I'm 17 in March. Yes.
In March, okay. Last week in these Nitro Games, all of the discussion was around Usain Bolt. But suddenly we saw Riley Day come out and beat a former world champion.
Yeah, it was very unexpected as well. I wasn't feeling all that great before the race, but I just thought I'll run it, get the points for Australia, and just do the best that I can.
And you did. I mean, could you imagine down the straight? I mean, we mentioned with Winx, a champion mare, a racehorse, Riley, does the jockey have time to take it all in? How did you take in the last sort of 50 metres?
I was just trying to run as fast as I could just to get to the end, just to take the win of it. I realised I was in front at like 70 to go and I couldn't believe it. So I just kept running as fast as I can. I didn't even hear the crowd, to be honest, even though they sounded really loud in that video just then, but I didn't hear it at all.
Riley, you've got the Queensland titles coming up very, very shortly. What's your preparation going to be like heading into those games?
Yeah, I think it's next weekend, so I'm just going to keep training for that. And then I've got the qualifier already for nationals, so that'll be the Queensland chance to just be another comp as well. So I'll try and get some qualifiers for the Youth Commonwealth Games at that meet. But yeah, I'll just do the 100 and 200 and then focus on nationals in March.
Okay. So it's a busy time then. It's sort of straight from the Nitros into your state and then national championships.
Yes, very busy for the next 6 months for athletics.
Okay.
Riley, I'm interested to know, you did mention there the Commonwealth Youth Championships is going to be one of your primary focuses. Do you have ambitions to get to the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games at all?
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely trying to get there, and especially being on home ground, well, not almost home ground, but Queensland. So, yes, that's definitely one of my goals for next year. So, hopefully I can get there.
Can I ask if Natasha Morrison, the world champion of 2015, came over and said something to you after last week's race?
Not too much. I went over and congratulated her for the race as well, because she has been running very well. So, she did beat me in the 100. So, I guess we're one-on-one now.
I reckon you'll cop your 150 though, won't you?
Yeah, it's a different race too, so you don't really know how people run it. So it's gets you a little bit nervous, but I really like the race.
And Riley, what about just being around Usain Bolt? Did you have the opportunity of doing that?
Yes, I had a few times. He's very funny. He's a very funny man, and he's a very nice guy to talk to. So not many people can say they've just sat next to Usain Bolt and had an interview with him and to run against him as well. It was a real honour.
Riley, Donna Thomas has been your coach for the last 7 years or so. How influential has she been in your development?
Very much so. We've been on this journey together. So we both started when, like, she started coaching when I was 9 and then I've started when I was 9. So she's coached me since then. She was a family friend. Didn't know too much, so she's just learnt all that through the years, and everything's paying off, luckily.
No, well, it certainly is at the moment. Well done last week on the Nitro Games success over the 150, and good luck with the future. There'll be many people listening to us this morning, Riley, that now know about Riley Day, and will certainly be following you. You're off to school?
Yes, just arrived at school, waiting in the car.
Okay, well, we thank you for your time this morning, and good luck with everything over the next few months.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Riley Day joining us. It was a great moment last week. Bruce let it rip, Bruce McAvaney, and let's hope that we can hear a lot more about Riley Day in the months to come.